Hello, this is Joanna Merrill. Thanks for listening to Da Illuminati. If you want to reach me, DaIlluminati024 or Joanna's Drug Emporium, both at gmail.com. Watching the news and the bridge collapse is just getting more and more annoying. Not that, you know, it should be ignored. It's not a major event. And that people have gotten killed, which is tragic. Not that that should have happened. But turning this story into an opportunity to come at Joanna for publicity is bullshit. Listening to the governor here, which has made a mess. Mayor, which has made a mess. Governor's statement, we have to make Joanna feel the press. The press of them. People have turned this into a month-to-month investigation of people's wombs, women's wombs even. Hallucinating, referring to a bridge as an opportunity to deal with someone's womb. I mean, this is a message to the government because I would write the White House with this, but I am the Illuminati. You know, they deal with stuff on a more superficial level, you know. But no, this is unacceptable that I have to deal with yelling, reprimands, and pain by people who are governmental workers. I'm not going to say that anyone has did a bad job at this point because they have contained it. But you're letting people go out here with these types of trances, and it's dangerous for other people. They're making it not safe. To have to put up with a story about a bridge, people have actually died. No attention's going to that. They have to rebuild. They're spending money, millions of dollars, to another bridge and have to deal with somebody talking about our wounds, hysterectomies. And this is the only reason why we need her. The only reason why we need her is because you're ravenous pigs that need to get into a womb. That's the only reason why we need her. I got kids. I have a mind. I have a business. I have family. I have friends. The money is long. And this is the only reason why we need her. Desensitizing, gradualization, and pressing an agenda in these positions. Do you see why I don't need to be underneath a government that is wicked and evil? Like I said, yelling, reprimand. Reprimand is a correction from a person who is in authority. I shouldn't have to deal with this in my life. I should be able to go anywhere in the world, in the United States, and not be reprimanded publicly, openly, about a specific part of my body that these people have to get into so much. That is absolutely disgusting, and it is the most degrading point in U.S. history that I've had to go through. Turning everything into a publicity stunt, trying to get information. Then I have hating hoes from outer, from nowhere. Like I said, coming out of the woodwork, jealous, because they don't have it under control with their men, with their nation, with their club, with their universe, whatever. Trying to first grade me, trying to adopt out a situation, trying to sell kids. And these are people who are working for the government. Do you see leaders in the government, how that could produce an uprising eventually? Like, I still am here to help you govern, yes, and to give you my advice since I was used to do that for so many years. But if you keep up with these people trancing out and trancing that bullshit out, when you know that the whole entire world is watching And there are men out there who are terrible. It's, you know, it's already been speculated. You know, U.S. ain't coming back from this, you know. I'm trying to say I have a family. We are living here at the time. Take heed to my advice. You can't have people just trancing that dumb shit out there on these jobs. It's making it unsafe to reprimand a person, which everybody falls under, for not giving out the, you know, the P word. I'm not saying it right now with the kids here, but I would happily if it was just me in the house. And I've said it before in the show. You reprimanding and using an opportunity where people have died and you're building a bridge, spending millions of dollars that could be in my pocket. And you're using that as an opportunity to prostitute and be a gang leader. And say, if you're not giving up the P, that's all you're good for. That's all we need. And you think that is normal? Do you think that's righteous? Do you not see a problem with that? This shit has went too far. And I've told you guys, if you keep on with this AI BS and Joanna's not a real person and I'm sitting up here and you want me to try out your positions in the courtroom, who's leading the courtroom? Is it you that's still a ghoul trapped in your Kimmy body? Or is it Joanna who is the leader and pioneering through the courtroom that you're using to prove points? I want to go to law school. You've used out my effigy in the courtroom already. Where's my law firm? What? Why would there be a question about me having a law firm? Why would there be a question about me having a lawyer job, finishing school, or doing whatever I want when you're using my power on the job because you're too much of a ghoul to be able to do it yourself? Mm. Plain and simple. Like I said, you have people out there in the world that are using an opportunity. We have a small group in China who is monitoring the place heavily, you know, trying to get their hands on anything that they can, especially with loose Miss Municipal. And you have to be careful. I don't want to be, because I'm still put in the middle of this, okay? This is what I'm talking about. Like I said, we have to make Joanna feel the press. This is reprimanding me by who you set up as leaders, authority to dictate to the people to run traffic. Those people make decisions, make the city flow a certain way. These are people who make the flow and the city and the events and the social events that people can go to and that can influence the flow of human beings, of life. This TV is not set up for me to continuously take reprimand, yelling, and pain throughout their stories because they get on the TV and have an opportunity to come at me. And once again, I'm reduced to the P word. And the P word is used to call out people and to call them by thy name. I shouldn't have to take this as a human being. I shouldn't have to take the unique one. Yes, there are people who will send death spells to people for not liking them. Okay, you don't like us. We're going to send death. It's called the Uniqua. And I have, you can use whatever word you want to at this point. People in my race, as a black person, sending out the Uniqua. And you expect me to be like, oh, sure, everything is okay with them. Everything is okayed. They're putting stuff on my name. Call me by thy name. You putting stuff on thy name. It's not cool. You trancing out. This is just an opportunity for a trance out. People, and another thing, y'all in these leadership positions on the news, behind the scenes, think you dealing up the every society serving them drugs. Drugs can kill people. There's not a DARE program out there that would tell you otherwise. And you making this into a criminal enterprise and you wrapping my name, call me by thy name, you putting my name in it. You're putting my essence in it when I have other things to do. It's not cool. It's not permissible. You do not get a pass. You do not come before the golden gates and be like, you do not stand before God on the day of judgment and be like, yeah, I did this, because God is going to read you for what you really did in the secret, in the light. And like I said, I don't have to take the yelling, the reprimand, the pain. I don't have to take that. You got yourself in a situation where you can't seem what you need in the universe in order to live. You're using my life, my vitality to get through, which I said was a no-no, which I never did, which I never felt I was put on earth to be some light bearer of all. Of all racist people who hate me, who have pictures of lynching other people. For people, women who just hate other women for their skin color and their hair texture and the way that they talk. For black people who just hate other black people who are mixed, black on black crime. You don't like me, we're gonna send the worst to you. We'll send death to you. And then you want me to be deceived and think because you did a good deed that everything is just washed away like freaking soap suds. Do you know how much negative that I have still had to deal with? Like I said, especially with my finances, of people thinking they're rerouting my finances, of all the curses that have gone on with my finances. I wouldn't have been in court for CPS if it wasn't for that. You got people that just don't get the program. Do what you wilt. And I'm not going to use Aleister Crowley, because Aleister Crowley, people are waiting, you know, waiting, bleeding for that to come out. You have the king in England still bumping those lips, gossip, 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 when people are telling him, look, Joanna stands for you doing you. As long as you're living like a maid, that gives me a reason to say what I need to say. And you going on and on and on. You putting me in your business, and we are not friends. We're not friends. I don't know you, and I keep telling you that. Everything that you did through a structure that was not ordained by me. I did not ordain the structure. I did not set this up, say, you people get scattered over here. You people do this. You people do that. So you're not directly dealing with me. But like I said, we have come to a dark day when a person is reduced to their private parts with no mind, nothing else attached. I'm still getting Sarah Bartman, who was a beautiful African model. She had a big rump. And it was considered, you know, an oddity or a sight. And she was put, you know, on stage, and they did shows about viewing her. But eventually she didn't have enough protection, and she got turned into a brothel and got a disease. And they, because she was still a star in some right, preserved her body parts, specifically her reproductive organs, and they're in a jar somewhere, still to this day, I believe. This is all I'm getting. People saying this, we only need you for that. It seems like you're not using that to make the statement. You're not using that to make the statement. You're using my spiritual energy. And like I said, my light-bearing power to prove your points. I want that back. You can give all of it back for eternity, because I will use that in eternity. And I shouldn't have to say this. I've already made my decision. I'm not going to doubt. I'm not going back to a nation of men who were gossip like bitches. From the few people I hang out with, now everybody in the freaking world, in the world, from here to the Solomon Islands, know my business. Because who would go to something like that? Do you think I'm really that stupid? That is the invisibility. That is the trance. The trance is to put through what we want to put through and then still be invisible to what the true facts are. That's crazy. That's stupid. That's opening up to a world of misfortune. And then I said, I have silly women, as we've already explained in the Bible. You want to get mad at me when I have nothing to do with it and I'm the one that's rejecting that? You can go ahead and have your hand in whatever pot you need to, because I am not interested. It is all yours. And you still want to come at me, and you want to come about my kids and about, like I said, adoption and money and CPS. You're not a woman. That's not the way a woman conducts himself. You mad at yourself, at your man, at your kids, at your life, at being on TV, at your outfit, at your clothes, at your hair, at your makeup. You angry about every single thing. You taking it out on me. Somebody that doesn't even know you and is not even interested in coming for you. Why do you think I am sitting up in peace, except when I have to make these messages, which I am still at peace? How am I able to live my life at peace? Because like I said, I'm not out there really coming for people like that. You think I think everyone is perfect? Everyone is going to be as I am? I like variety in life. I don't need everybody to be carbon copies of me. It's just an unfortunate situation that you ain't got your head back. And I told you. And I even helped you get to the point where you are today, to where you're really not destroyed. What are you mad at me for? But like I said, I know it's more devious than that. I'm not asking, what are you mad at me for? I'm so confused. I know exactly what it is. You're broke and you out there going through that disease. And your top celebrities are diseased. And instead of them being a celebrity of luxury, everything luxurious running correctly, you went into that acidic corrosion. And you need somebody to, you think you're sleeping with America. You need somebody to sleep with America to redeem you. Bitch, you ain't came with near dollar. You ain't came with nail dollar, fool. You know, all this, everything is subjective. I'm just spitting it out because it's subjective. You ain't came up with nail plan. You just think I'm that deceived. You're that invisible. Everything is so invisible to me that I don't know what's going on. I'm just going to go out there and just meet somebody. You know, I'm so gullible. I just felt the stream on TV. I felt the stream coming from somebody that I just need to talk to you. I'm just falling in your arms. Oh, that'd be so scary. I wouldn't know what I would do. I'd probably get in my car. It's a no. You chicken heads coming for me because of something that you felt in your life that I don't even promote. I don't promote agenda, asshole, like your celebrities even promote. I'm not out there promoting every woman a hood rat, every woman a hoe, every woman a bitch, every woman a meth head. I'm not even promoting that. That's your own people. That's your own culture. I don't even promote that to your culture. I am about class, dignity, ethics is something I want to continuously focus on. I don't even promote that. So where are you getting from your being attacked to where you're going out and you making everybody feel like you're being attacked and you're not? The squeaky oil gets the wheel, and we've had to deal with this so long. Since the beginning of time, probably since slavery had ended, we have to deal with the squeaky oil. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. Whatever bug is in you, if I could see your spiritual being, it's just a cockroach operating in the stem of your body. Like, what is going on with y'all that you keep coming for me? I am doing what I am doing, which is living the life to the best of my ability and going to school, trying to better myself, live right. And you coming at me with this sex tip on Women's History Month continuously. And you putting it through the doctrine and the authority of which you signed those hiring papers when you got hired. You signed your name like Ariel signed her name to Ursula. And you signed your name away and you put that in writing that you promised to uphold the law, uphold righteousness, uphold judgment, be ethical. You did all that when you got that job and you broke all of those contracts that you signed. I don't have to deal with you. You guys are out there on a limb. I don't have to deal with you as the Illuminati. You're living your own life. I'm not a person who micromanages and dictates over people's life. Billions of people, are you serious? What am I supposed to do? Every single second of the day, focus on another person that I know no facts about? I'm just, this person, I am sensing there's a person that's like this and fits five characteristics. Next second comes, I'm sensing there's a person out here that fits five characteristics. It doesn't work that way. Whatever is going on in your mind that you guys are so desperate for the P, so desperate to the point that you got to think of your Uniqua scheme of we're projecting hysterectomies. That's really sick. I don't have to give you any information about my body because you trying to use it and go back to the sick who don't like me, who y'all are effing up. You're sinning. And then you want somebody to pay the price of somebody that you don't even like, that you don't show no love. So this is just a message to the government again. So I don't have to write this out. White House, I need you to stop these people on the job like they, you know, little kids that don't understand anything. I need you to stop their debacle on the job. I'm typing, reprimanding, sending this negative energy to my way. And it's like, y'all don't even get it. Like, I went out for my birthday. It was nice. Took my kids with me. There's still people in a freaking cocoon of nonsense and misery that want to direct stuff my way. Even when I'm out with my kids, they don't see. And this is grown men that think they look good. They can't even contain. And it's like, what is the point of CPS, you know, have even taken my children because they still out here selling wolf tickets and still got something to say and they can't even contain. What is the bug inside of you? I mean, are we human beings or are we really a cockroach? Seriously. You can't contain. I'm out with my kids. Shut up. I don't want to hear about any of your dumb ass shit. I don't want to hear about what I think. You look this way. If you look this way, then I'll think this way. If you look that way, then I'll think this way. What am I supposed to do? No. I'm not out there. This is not celebrity style them up, and you didn't pay that consultation fee, and you didn't pay for me to do that. I'm not going in my mind and pulling a rabbit out of a complete hat and wasting my energy on somebody. For what? That's going to get me where in society? You're connected to what? Like I said, subjective. You just out there, you don't even explain who you are. You don't explain who you're connected to, where you're connected, what is your experience. You don't explain any of that, and you just think it works. It doesn't work like that in any society. I don't know why you guys think that you're on my level, that you're so high, that you think it just works in the spirit like that. It does not. You know, we trying to relax. We don't want to go around people that can't relax. Does it look like I'm wearing some celebrity duds? Am I giving you a reason? Ooh, I got on a $50,000 diamond necklace. I ain't never seen one of those in my life. It's amazing. It should be in a museum. We going out, we regular people. I mean, it's really, we don't want to hear from you. We don't, you know, not that we're uncaring. We're not the Pope, you know? I could see if I said this is the Pope line, y'all can all run up to it and, you know, I wave my hand, everything is all right. That's not what we're doing. So I just wanted to say that, like I said, everybody's sending me this negative energy and then they think like they do something or they look cute and I'm thinking like, oh, they're pretty. That, because I do. Like, if you are, but then I still have to be like, oh my God, I can't think that, you know, it's weird, because then that's gonna embrazen them to like do something bad. It's like nuts. Get out of my mind, get out of my steed, get out of my light bearing powers. You need to move on with your life. Go back to the caves if you need, you know, the light bearer. I'm putting the candle away. Putting the candle away. I'm about to snuff out the candle. Light bearer is done. Go back to the caves. Go back to the rapper's producer studio or whatever you need to do and carry on with your life. Because that's what I'm doing. You will get sent karma back for what you have sent. Yes. Okay? So there's no mystery. Oh my God, I feel this way. Oh my God, I feel this way. Oh, I feel like this is going to happen. Oh, I feel like that's going to happen. Oh, I feel... Yeah. It's called karma. And even if I didn't know about you, which I don't for billions of people, it seems like you're being sent karma out there with the people that you deal with and the environment that you deal with. Because that is a natural process. No matter what happens, you will always receive karma. It is Easter. I did see the Vatican, which I like, healing power. Church in New York, healing power. Heal the people, you know. Don't go in there being dumb, running around like you crazy, thinking, you know, everybody's a pimp, everybody's a hoe in the church, and, you know, get your life together. Don't be trying to secretly agenda some hidden curse towards me. Because if you really were focused on God for your life in entirety, like I was, then you don't allow anything else in. It's as simple as that. I was in the Bible, living the Bible. I submitted to the Bible, did everything correct that I was supposed to do. I don't let any other foreign spirits in because I don't have a spirit of Jezebel. I'm not tempted. I don't have a reason to be tempted. You can't whoop me. You can't do anything against me. I'm not scared of you. You have nothing better than me. It is what it is. So this has been the Illuminati. Happy Easter, and I hope you have a good day.